You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hallelujah, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your Hep Cat jukebox operator, presenting another edition of 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues from the juke in the back. That's right, baby. And this week I'm gonna take y'all to church with one of the most influential artists of the 20th century, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Now those of you cats and kittens who are in the know exactly what I'm talking about. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was the first gospel artist to cross over into the rhythm and blues field. She also set the musical stage for rock and roll with her unique guitar playing. She was a child prodigy and mastered the guitar by age 6. She was the first gospel artist recorded by Decca Records, and with their promotion behind her, she became an international star. Now those of you Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens who don't know Sister Rosetta Tharpe, keep your hands off that radio dial. You're not going to want to step away, because this next hour is going to blow your mind. I'm serious, baby. Plant me now and dig me later. Sister Rosetta Tharpe is that good and that influential. That's why I'm dedicating the entire show to her this week. I mean, when you break down the true essence of what rhythm and blues music is, it's really gospel-style singing with secular content backed by a rhythm section. Rhythm and blues. Hence her great influence on the music that we love so much. She was born Rosetta Newbin on March 20th, 1915 in Cotton Plant, Arkansas. Her mother, Katie Bell Newbin, was known to gospel audiences everywhere as Mother Bell. She was a gospel shouter and traveling missionary known throughout the South. So young Rosetta was raised in a house full of gospel, but she had her ears open to other sounds too, especially once the family moved to Chicago. She opened her ears to the blues, mastering the guitar by age 6. Her and Mother Bell would play holiness conventions together. And soon, Sister Rosetta was stepping out front and surpassing her mother in popularity. When she was about 19, around 1934 or so, she married a preacher named Thomas Tharpe. Even though they didn't stay married for very long, Sister Rosetta decided to keep his name, but adapt it into her stage name and make it Tharpe. By around 1938, she moved to New York City with the intention of making records. And so she did. Let's kick off this week's sanctified edition of The Juke in the Back with a recording from her first session, held on October 31st, 1938 in New York City. She's accompanying herself on guitar. We'll begin with her rendition of the 1927 tune, The Lonesome Road, which has become a classic recorded by everybody from Bing Crosby to Louis Armstrong to Bob Dylan. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Sister Rosetta Tharpe with The Lonesome Road.
Look down that lonesome road before you travel alone. Look up, and seek your maker, for Gabriel blow his horn. Weary toad and such a load, raging down road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. True love, what have I done that you should? the tree, Niso. You caused me to walk and talk like I never had, never did before. Weary toes and such a load, treading down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and speak. Your maker forgave your blow. He's home. This train, please train, this train. This train is a clean train, this train. This train is a clean train. Everybody ride it in Jesus' name. This train's a clean train. This train. This train have left the station. This train. This train have left the station. This train. This train have left the station. This train takes on every nation. This train is a clean train. This train. She travels straight to the uppermost. This train. She travels straight to the uppermost. This train. She travels straight to the uppermost. Nothing can ride her but the blood wash hose, because this train is a clean train, this train. Train don't pull no gamblers, this train. This train don't pull no gamblers, this train. This train don't pull no gambler, no 4 days creeper, no midnight rambler, because this train is a clean train, this train. This train don't pull no liars, this train. This train don't pull no liars, this train. This train don't pull no liars, no false pretenders, and no backbiter, because this train is a clean train. This train.
Such a great, powerful voice, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back. And you can just hear the blues influence in her guitar playing on that record, This Train, which was a traditional gospel tune that she made popular in 1939 when it was issued by Decca Records. I want to mention that Sister Rosetta Tharpe was popular right out of the gate. Decca had really struck gold with their first gospel artist. And bear with me here, but I think part of it has to do with the novelty of a talented female gospel singer who also played an amazing guitar. Now just think about it. It's the late 1930s. There aren't many women out there playing guitar on record, let alone playing accomplished guitar. I think it was the novelty of Sister Rosetta Tharpe that opened the door just a crack, and then it was her immense talent that kicked the door open. Up next, Decca Records pairs her up with up-and-coming bandleader Lucky Millinder. He would have a huge impact on rhythm and blues music as Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris began his career with Lucky Millinder. But here it is, 1941. And even though most of the records she's making at this point are gospel records, this next one, Trouble in Mind, is an old blues song. But man, does she make it her own. On the original 78 record label, it's listed as by Lucky Millinder and his orchestra with Rosetta Tharpe. Here's Trouble in Mind.
I can understand the birds and I can understand the bees. sister, I can even understand why a rat eats cheese.
I can understand my dog.
And I can understand your cat.
Well, fill me full of rhythm. Can you understand that?
I got you covered, sister.
Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout. Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout. Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Tell the whole world what it's all about.
I'm gonna shout.
Lucky Millinder and his orchestra with Rosetta Tharpe, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. Now that's definitely a secular song, but with a lot of gospel feeling. You can see even at this point in her early career, Rosetta Tharpe was being primed for crossover success. That wouldn't come for a couple of more years. But up next, Sister Rosetta Tharpe helps the war effort. It's World War II, and the music industry is issuing V-discs to help boost the morale of soldiers overseas. Well, only two gospel artists got to make V-discs back during the war, the Golden Gate Quartet and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Here she is, still backed up by Lucky Millinder's orchestra. It was recorded in either July or August of 1943. And dig her great guitar playing on this one. Here's That's All.
You the natural fact
Sorry.
That a man don't understand that vibe of riding,
that's all.
I tell you that's all. But they better have religion now. I tell you that's all. Now when you see people jump from church to church, you know that their conversion don't amount to much, and
that's all.
I just tell you that's all. But they better have religion now. I tell you that's all. People fighting one another and think they're doing swell, and all they want is your money, and you could go
hold
and that's all. But they better have religion now. I tell you that's all. Now, there's a kind of preacher, he's high in speech. He has to go to college just to learn how to preach, and that's all. I just tell you that's all. But they better have religion now. I tell you that's all.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Ken Farger, Derek Justman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Done all things well. All has triumphed over death and hell. That's the news. Now, if you meet one on the way, you say, what's the news? What's the news? You all have always something to say. What's the news? What's the news? Since you've taken my sins away, he taught me how to watch and pray. I live rejoicing every day. That's the news. say, oh, what to do? What's the news? My old companion, fare you well. I will not go with you to hell. I'm going home with Jesus to dwell. That's the news. Now, if you meet one on the way, you say, what's the news now? What's the news? You always have something to say. That's the news, yes, that's the news. Now, since my soul has caught the flame, I sing Hosanna to his name. And everywhere I spread the flame, that's the news.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the feature this week on the Juke in the Back with What's the News, which was recorded on April 21st, 1944 in New York City. It's just Sister Rosetta who wrote the tune, accompanying herself on guitar. And man, you can hear by these last couple of records the different musical situations Sister Rosetta has been in. She accompanies herself on guitar on some records. On other records, she's backed up by Lucky Millinder's full orchestra. And up next, she scores her first national hit, backed up by the Sammy Price Trio. Now, Sam Price was a great boogie-woogie pianist of his day, so here she is putting herself in yet another musical situation, and boy, did this one pay off. The song Strange Things Happening Every Day was recorded on the 22nd of September, 1944 in New York City. Decca Records released it at the end of 44, and by spring of 1945, it was a major smash hit across the country, rising to number 2 on the Race record chart. That's what the Rhythm and Blues list was called at that time. This was the first gospel record to cross over onto the R&B charts, and it even started to get play with a white audience. Sister Rosetta was becoming a huge draw, appearing with great acts like Cab Calloway and Benny Goodman. It's really amazing that in a segregated America, Sister Rosetta Tharpe was breaking down not only the color barrier, but also the musical barriers. So here she is with the biggest hit of her career, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back with Strange Things Happening Every Day.
Day when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day,
there are strange things happening every day.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day.
darkness into light. There are strange things happening every day. Oh, he gave the blind man sight, and he praised him with all his might. There are strange things happening every day.
Fishes and Five Loaves of Bread, the flip side of her number two smash, Strange Things Happening Every Day, that Sister Rosetta Tharpe, backed up on both records by the Sammy Price Trio. She's, of course, playing guitar on those records as well. Up next, Sister Rosetta Tharpe makes yet another change to her musical sound. In 1946, she decided to change her sound by adding Marie Knight, who was a sanctified gospel shouter from Newark, New Jersey. Marie Knight was born Marie Roach on June 1, 1925. She took the name Knight after marrying preacher Alfred Knight in 1941. Just like Sister Rosetta, her marriage to her preacher husband did not last long, but she kept his name. In early 1946, she made her first records as part of the Sunset Four for the Signature label. Now, Marie's singing style is quite different than Sister Rosetta's. Her style is more simple and straight ahead. This proved a really great grounding force for Sister Rosetta. She could really play off of Marie Knight. In 1947, Decca Records released the pair's rendition of the classic gospel tune, Didn't It Rain? The label reads, Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Marie Knight with Sam Price Trio. Even though they didn't write the tune, the label gives Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Marie Knight credit for arranging it. And man, if this song doesn't get you up and shouting, then nothing will. Here's our feature this week on the Juke in the Back, the highly influential Sister Rosetta Tharpe with help from Marie Knight and Didn't It Rain?
It rain, you know it rain. Oh, hot rain, rain too long. My rain, rain all day, rain all night. Rain, rain, my rain, it rain.
the home scene.
Precious Memories, the first charting record for Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Marie Knight. I say that because it won't be their last. They're again backed up on that record by the Sam Price Trio. Precious Memories was recorded on November 26, 1947 in New York. Decca Records released it in the spring, and by summer 1948, it topped out at number 13 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying this week's show on one of the most influential recording artists of the 20th century, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Now let's flip Precious Memories over for Beams of Heaven. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and I'd like to go back to 1943 and play another song that was issued on that V-disc that she recorded for the war. Let's hear Rock Me, backed up by the Lucky Millinder Orchestra. Here's this week's Great 78, Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Rock Me. Uh-huh.
Now what you hear me singing, hear the words that I'm saying. Wash my soul with water from on high. While the world of love is around me, evil thoughts do bind me. But oh, if you leave me, I will die. You just hide me in my bosom till the storm of life is over. Oh, rock me in the cradle long sound of. Till I want no more, then you take me to your blessed home ever. Make my journey brighter, you make my burden lighter. Help me to do good wherever I can.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Listen, everybody, because I'm talking to you. Jesus is the only one can carry you through. Now you better get ready, because I'm telling you why. Jesus is the coming from his throne on high. Many are the weary, the lone and sad. They're gonna wish they hadn't done the things they had. Now how you gonna feel about when the things he said
on that judgment day?
I say now,
everybody gonna have religion and glory.
You know now,
everybody gonna be singing
I
a story.
I say now,
everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. You better get your
reckoning or the coming
you
in the morning.
Know now,
you better get it ready, cause I'm giving
yes,
you
yes,
warning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Singing
a story, everybody's gonna have a wonderful time of
that.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
You better get you ready for the coming of morning.
You better get you ready, cause I'm giving you warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time of that.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe entering 1948 with a bang. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Gospel Boogie, recorded on December 30th, 1947, and issued in early 48 by Decca Records. Backing her up on that record is a fantastic gospel group known as the Dependable Boys. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the incredibly influential Sister Rosetta Tharpe this week on The Juke in the Back. She really helped usher in the era of rhythm and blues, and thus was a godmother to rock and roll. Let's jump now to the end of 1948, when Sister Rosetta Tharpe returns once again with a top 10 rhythm and blues record. This time it's Up Above My Head, I Hear Music in the Air. The song was recorded on November 24, 1947 in New York, but not issued until towards the end of 1948. It hit just before Christmas, where it rose to number 6 on the National R&B chart and remained popular into 1949. She is once again joined by Marie Knight, and they're backed up by the Sam Price Trio. Here's Up Above My Head, I Hear Music in the Air.
Down by the riverside.
no, no, no.
Study.
No, 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 no. Oh, oh, oh.
Study.
No, 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 no.
Study.
What? No, I ain't gonna study.
Study.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, joined once again by the Dependable Boys to do an antebellum Negro spiritual called Down by the Riverside. That was recorded on December 2nd, 1948 and issued during 1949 by Decca Records. Now, I don't normally play much gospel on this show, but I've always wanted to do a program on Sister Rosetta Tharpe because it was her spirited spiritual singing along with her amazing guitar talents that really helped launch the musical ideas that would soon be rock and roll. I would say from about 1948 to 51, Sister Rosetta Tharpe really reached the apex of her career. For example, she was so big that when she got married to Russell Morrison, her third marriage, by the way, in 1951, they did it at Griffith Stadium in Washington, D.C. The ceremony was followed by a live performance by Rosetta Tharpe. But it wasn't all wine and roses. She made a miscalculation that almost cost her her career. Her and Marie Knight got together and recorded a couple of blues sides. I'm talking straight blues. Those records were not successful pop-wise, and all they did was serve to alienate her core gospel audience. Well, gospel fans don't forget very easily, so she was having a hard time getting bookings after those blues records came out. I was going to play her blues records on the show this week, but I really wanted to focus the time on the records that meant something, the influential gospel sides. By the end of the 1950s, Sister Rosetta had repented for her sins, and most of her audience welcomed her back. The 60s were a pretty successful time for her, as she toured Europe and America almost constantly. In 1970, she had a terrible stroke, and due to complications from diabetes, she had to have one of her legs amputated. On October 9th, 1973, she had another stroke and died in Philadelphia. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was 58 years old. Since then, she's been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, and the U.S. Postal Service even honored her with a stamp back in 1998. I hope you've enjoyed this full show dedicated to the great Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I'm Matt the Cat, reminding you that soul is a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week as we feature the soul that came before rock and roll, right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close down this week's show with Sister Rosetta Tharpe's final charting record on the Rhythm and Blues lists. It's a stirring rendition of Silent Night, and it entered the R&B chart on Christmas Eve 1949, where it rose to number 6 nationally. She's backed up here by her own gospel group, the Rosette Gospel Singers. So let's let Sister Rosetta Tharpe take us out with Silent Night. Until next time, have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.